礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在走廊上遇到了美国同事 Amy。
Amy， 你有时间吗？
Sure， what's up？
我刚才收到部门经理 May 的电话留言，他说我们的留言机上留话千篇一律，应该考虑怎么样改变一下。
I haven't checked my voicemail yet. I've been out of the office, so I haven't heard her message.
那我简单告诉你一下吧。
I'm all ears.
他建议啊，我们不用说我不在办公室或是正在另外一条线上，因为你不说别人也知道。
What are we supposed to say?
你不如改为告诉别人你现在在哪里，比如说你去开会了，三点回来，让别人知道几点钟能找到你或是能接你的回电。
I always try to let people know when I'm away from the office for a few days.
对了，May 还建议，如果好几天不在办公室呢，可以在留言里说明你什么时候有机会查留言、回电话。
Did she say more?
May 还说啊，如果你不在办公室，可以把临时联络人的电话和姓名留在留言机里。
I've had people do that, and when I called the other person, she wasn't in, so I found myself in another voicemail. That's annoying.
没错。所以要事先弄清楚临时联络人是否会在办公室里。妹还有不少建议，不过我一时记不起来了，你还是自己听吧。
当天晚些时候，陈豪和 Amy 又见面了。
Wow, May made some other good points about our greetings. I get tired of hearing, "Your call is very important to me." I agree that we should drop that phrase, especially when it often lacks sincerity.
对呀，你的电话对我很重要，这根本就是废话。还有就是我很遗憾没有接到你的电话， I'm sorry I missed your call. 有那个时间啊，还不如说点有用的呢。
I usually tell people that I will call them back as soon as possible. May says to avoid saying I'll call you back as soon as possible. A simple I'll call you back is all that is needed.
那你觉得 May 说的有道理吗？
It's clear to me that we have all fallen into a rut by leaving a greeting that sounds as if we are reading from a script.
确实是有些千篇一律。那我们应该怎么做呢？
What we need to do is update our greeting on a regular basis, so callers know that we are attentive to our message system.
我们还应该保证尽快回电。
But we don't need to take up more time than necessary.
好，我这就去改我的电话留言。我就说 ,Hello, this is Chen Hao.I will be in the office today. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
Sounds good to me.